Hello and welcome. It's hour number four of our radio show. We encourage you to like the show, give us a nice review on there, tell a friend about the show. It's a small world after all. It really is a small world. And since it is a small world, we're talking about an old friend, Antonio Brown, AB. He's back. I'm back. What are the odds that Antonio Brown ends up fired, released, excommunicated from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because of his COVID-19 trickeration, suspended for 3 games for faking the vax card? We break that story down right now in hour number four. Here it is. Watch out for the fool's vax. Welcome in the beginning of yet another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are together in the air everywhere as we shut the lights coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the machine. Just a cog in the audio machine, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the Northwoods, off the grid, far, far away, off the grid, as we begin anew this hour. And a story that I have saved for ratings purposes. What a wonderful story it is. Our lead this hour comes from the outrage of the day in pro football. It has nothing to do with the Dallas Cowboy defense being gifted a win by the incompetent boob Taysom Hill. This is a story about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Patriots of the South, a former Patriot for one glorious game, Antonio Brown. Now, the other shoe has dropped in the Antonio Brown, if I could speak, that would help. The Antonio Brown story. So now, about 3 weeks ago, give or take, it was mid-November, a story had popped up. We ranted about it here, and there was a story that Antonio Brown had used a fake vaccination card that he had been accused of seeking and then eventually obtaining the fake COVID-19 vax card. And there was a live-in chef that had text messages that he had received from the model girlfriend of Antonio Brown during the summer. And that guy was involved in a legal action with Antonio Brown, and so it got published in a newspaper in Tampa, became a big to-do. And so we talked about it at the time, and now we have a resolution here in early December of the story that popped up in mid-November. And so if you have not seen the latest, and maybe not, I'll get you caught up to speed here. So the NFL has decided to suspend Buccaneer wide receiver Antonio Brown for not one, not two, but 3 games for lying about his vaccination status. Also, his teammates, Mike Edwards, a safety, and a guy that was in training camp with the Buccaneers, someone named Mike Franklin, I don't know who that is, but were also dinged under the same scheme, all of them, according to statements made to prominent NFL media, are legitimately vaccinated, in case you were concerned about that. Now, many are saying that Coach Bruce Arians and the Buccaneers as a franchise have to let go of Antonio Brown, a popular opinion by the mob of people offended by everything is that Antonio Brown, 3-game suspension is not far enough, that the Buccaneers took a flyer on AB and they had talked about a zero tolerance policy for this player, and this was his last chance, and he clearly was not honest with the Buccaneers about this, and so he must leave, that he is a burden to the credibility of the franchise. So let us discuss the question: what are the odds Antonio Brown ends up fired? Or in sports, you're not fired, you're released. If you're a player, you're not fired, you're released. What are the odds that Antonio Brown ends up released because of his COVID-19 trickeration. So I'm going to set the odds. Now, people love when I set these odds, especially when the odds turn out the other way. But I'm going to set the line at this plus 500. And plus 500, if you're bad at math, that implies a 15% chance that Antonio Brown ends up persona non grata, excommunicated from Tampa Bay. So we've got commandeered, clickbait, and oranges. And we'll connect all of these random things together, and that will be the background of this Maller monologue. Now, first of all, I do not believe, and we generally don't believe, that Antonio Brown is in danger with where we're at the story right now. And there's several reasons for that, and we'll get into it as we go forward. But keep in mind, the first 48, which is a great television show over the years there, and it is also involved in these stories. Generally, it's the first 48. If you're not removed in the first 48 hours, I think you're okay. But much like the John Gruden story, John Gruden would have kept his job with the Raiders had the second wave not come down of emails. He would have been able to continue to coach the Raiders. And as Brent Musburger recently said, that was an assassin, a takeout job on John Gruden. Well, Antonio Brown, right now we're at the part of the story where he got suspended. He's been punished. He'll serve his punishment, and then he'll come back. It would be a gigantic upset, barring no other revelations, that Antonio Brown is let go. And that doesn't mean he's not a dope. And when we talked about this story back in mid-November, I had sent the odds on that he actually used a fake vax card at plus 150, which is a 40% chance. It turned out that won the 40% chance. I gave Antonio Brown the benefit of the doubt. Clearly, I was being Mr. Positive, being the Benny Brightside on that. That's a bad job by me, but what a shyster move. It's one thing if you have, like, the whole trying to circumvent the system. Like, part of it is being the Maverick, but not a Dallas Maverick. But then, depending on how much money is on the line, like, what do you do? And the NFL's like, it's not like they force the employees of the NFL to get the vaccination. It's just they made it much your life much easier if you were vaccinated in the NFL. But it's not like you were going to lose your job if you're Antonio Brown and you didn't get it. But this is the ultimate hustler, shyster type move. And but they're not going to get rid of AB because they need AB. And there's two reasons why. A, Antonio Brown is an important ballistic missile in this offense. And when you do a cost-benefit analysis of the ball player and what he means to the team, the Buccaneers are in a much better spot with AB on the field playing than without. And my evidence would be the fact that the Buccaneers are 5-0 in games Antonio Brown has played. And even when he's been mostly a decoy in those games, and maybe only caught one pass, they're 5-0 in the games that Antonio Brown has not played. The Buccaneers are a 500 team. They're 3-3. So clearly, this is a player that they need. And B, the most important reason that the Buccaneers are going to keep Antonio Brown, despite this, is the mentor of Tom Brady, or mentor of AB, which is Tom Brady, right? At TB12, the main reason Antonio Brown is back in the NFL with a high-profile team is because his BFF, the bromance between Tom Brady and Antonio Brown. I can't explain. It's very bizarre, but these two guys love each other. And Tom Brady, as far as the relationship with the Buccaneer front office, he wears the pants in that relationship. He is the one wearing the pants. Brady has commandeered the Buccaneer ship, and he is the one dictating what happens. Now, he doesn't get as much credit or as much chatter about that as, say, like LeBron James in the NBA, because it's a smaller roster. And Tom Brady doesn't dictate every single roster move, but there's a handful of players that he wants, and there's a handful of players that he gets. Richard Sherman would be an example, right? They're still waiting for the blood alcohol results, as our lawyer in New Jersey said, for Richard Sherman. But Richard Sherman has been hurt, hadn't been that good for Tampa Bay. But Tom Brady wanted Richard Sherman on the Buccaneers. And so Richard Sherman joined the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He snaps his fingers, and it's like a genie in a bottle. Whatever he wants, there's a bunch of people scrambling around to make sure Tom Brady is happy in Tampa, which is the opposite of what took place when he was with the New England Patriots back in the day. But since Brady is dictating what happens and he is the orchestrator, Tampa is in it to win it. And as long as TB12 gives his blessing and nothing else drops, no other revelation, then AB is okay. And last we checked, that Tom Brady is still backing Mr. Brown. And while it's not over yet, the fact that you have an advocate at that position with that much influence and that much power bodes very well for AB. But the first 48 since it gets out in the public theater, and we're through the first kind of the first day, not even really the first full day as we're doing this in real time. So we'll keep an eye on the story over the next couple of days. Now, secondly, as far as the Bucs and I love the moral police that get involved in this. And I've always thought, you know, if you look to sports for morality, man, are you doing something wrong? You know, you're making some mistakes there. I've never looked to my sports for morality. You turn to religion or whatever gets you through life, right? Whatever gets you through life and separates right from wrong, whatever that might be. But I don't need sports to tell me that. And the Buccaneers, they knew exactly what they were getting with Antonio Brown. There's no bait and switch. He is as advertised. Being kind, he's a colorful personality. And by AB standards, he's actually been on his best behavior, even including the fake vax card. By AB standards, he's been fine. And he's been paying rent, though, in Clown Town for a long time. Now, the working theory is that AB was on his last chance. And that makes good clickbait on your website. Oh, AB, last chance saloon. And he blew it. However, as long as Antonio Brown plays well or well enough to make an impact where other teams have to defend him, you have no argument, right? You have no argument that he's on his last legs and he's going to be out of here and all that stuff. It's just clickbait. As we said, it makes a good story. Tampa's on zero tolerance policy, but it is a sliding scale of morality is what it is. And it's in every business. I work in the radio business. I've worked with some people who were absolutely scumbags, but they brought in ratings and they brought in revenue. And so people put up in management with a lot of bullcrap. And if that person stopped getting ratings, if the game changed and people stopped listening and the advertisers went away, and that person would be gonzo and never work again. But the Bucs are looking to seize the opportunity. Tom Brady's mid-40s? How many more years is he going to play? All hands on deck. All of those platitudes and cliches. All right, final thought. So many have gone on their devices now over the last couple of days to vent, not the last couple of days, last day, to vent that Antonio Brown being suspended and Aaron Rodgers not being suspended is chicken crap. The outrage machine has been cranked up. The problem with that one is it's an apples to oranges comparison. And as much as you are bothered by it and as much as you might be annoyed by it and be stark raving bonkers over this, Aaron Rodgers did not lie to the NFL. It's an apples to oranges comparison. And that's the important part. They knew, the NFL, that he wasn't vaccinated and he didn't use a fake vax card. He just did his own holistic way of treating the illness, and that was his choice, his body, his choice. He chose to do it, and the NFL said, okay, you're not vaccinated, but blah, 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 and the NFL fined the Packers and whatnot. But Rodgers used a weasel word to hornswoggle the media, and the reason that a lot of people are still upset, many of them in the media, is because the weasel word is the most lethal weapon that you can have in a conversation, because the human mind does not deviate that you're being fed weasel terminology.
You're a weasel.
Pop goes the weasel, right? You don't realize it. It's like, and you go to the store, it's the holiday season, we're shopping, and you see up to 50% off. Yeah, up to, that's the weasel term right there, up to. It's probably not 50% off. And there's a bunch of those little phrases and words that, and we use them in sports. Well, I don't. I try to mock them, but many people do. And so Aaron Rodgers used a weasel term. He used immunized. He didn't say vaccinated. He said immunized. And so that is not punishable. Even if he had said he was vaccinated to the media, it's not punishable, because as long as the NFL got the story, what Antonio Brown did is a much different ball game. And no matter how loud you scream and pound the table and get all upset and rise from the dead, it does not change the story. And AB, side by side, compared to Aaron Rodgers, is a blithering idiot. The part that struck me, and I don't know if you had the same reaction that I had, but reading the Antonio Brown story, it was the Scooby-Doo aspect of the story, that Antonio Brown likely would have gotten away with this if it weren't for his own pesky cheapness. That Antonio Brown is such a tightwad that had he not been cheap with his personal live-in chef and just paid the guy what he owed him, then this would not become a story. Now, why do I say that? This supposedly happened in training camp back in July. That's what the story the NFL's throwing out, that this happened in July. Okay, well, Antonio Brown, the investigation started in mid-November after the chef spilled the beans to the paper in Tampa that was going on, that because he didn't get money that he felt he was owed by Antonio Brown. So the way I read the story is if Antonio Brown had just paid the guy, he would have gotten away with this whole thing. Now the NFL's claiming differently. They're claiming, no, we knew about this, and he got vaccinated and all this. So the lesson, though, to me is if you're going to text people that you're going to do something which some people find immoral or even illegal, you probably should make sure that you don't get stingy paying your bill. So that's the lesson. And we'll keep an eye. Next 48, does AB get charged with a crime? Does that happen? Then that changes the story. Is there something else that comes out? We will keep abreast of the situation. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to be part here, you can join us at 877. 99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We've got straight ahead for us. We are going to have, it is amazing. It is shockingly good. We are going to have a new edition of the Coop Scoop on Entertainment. We'll have Balderdash later in the hour as well. We'll get to it all, and we will do it next.
Get down, funky chicken, and rumble. Get down, funky chicken, and blow your mind.
Oh, I love that. That's one of my favorite drops.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I don't need presents underneath the Christmas tree so bright. No gaming consoles, TVs, I don't even need a bike. I don't need a brand new phone. All I need's a radio so that I can listen to the Ben Maller Show. All I need is the Ben Maller Show. It's underneath the Christmas tree so bright. No gaming consoles, TVs, I don't even need a bike. I don't need a brand new phone. All I need's a radio so that I can listen to the Ben Maller Show. All I need is the Ben Maller Show.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. I feel terrible talking over this song. I really, really apologize. Apparently it's over now. Now...
There's a new holiday song, Eddie. We need to the holiday station.
I know. We need to be able to play more of the songs.
I agree. I love these songs. I think Coop had the idea, or one of you guys had the idea, to put a holiday album together, or just a regular Maller-themed album.
No.
I don't know, legality-wise, whether we're allowed to do that. I guess if it's for charity, I think we're...
I mean, okay, yeah, as long as...
We need the blessing. These, I don't want to...
As long as they give us their approval, but... even somewhere within the show, maybe just once. I don't know.
No. What?
Just listen to like a full song once.
Yeah. No. All right. Well, how about for Christmas night?
Yeah.
Just play holiday music.
Well, I'll be like, it's not going to take up 4 hours, but you could, you know, maybe take like 10 minutes or something.
Well, no, but New Year's, don't we do like a holiday, like a recorded New Year's Eve show that we do?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So during that, we could just play. Management won't be listening anyway. We'll just play holiday songs. That's it.
The best of this year is just what do they call it? A hits album.
Yeah, the best of. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you 22 50-second songs. Yeah.
Anyway, I never said, here's Ben Maller. There you go.
Thank you. It's very important. There's no graphics, Eddie. It doesn't say my name. And our guys, I didn't realize we had that many listeners that listen on the satellite radio. They're very upset that Nick in Wisconsin, several other people sending me angry messages that the Arab Cup, the FIFA Arab Cup, is...
It's important.
I tried to explain to them, and I understand the confusion. It's not actually Fox Sports Radio on XM. It's Fox Sports.
It's a collaboration.
It's a hodgepodge of stuff.
Yeah, it's
TV
shows.
I don't know who decides what goes on that, but
it's not us.
No, it's not us.
I like this guy who said I pressed the wrong button again. First of all, wrong producer. That's Bob Guerra.
Wrong button, Bob. Yeah.
Second of all, I don't work for Sirius XM.
Yeah. And listen, we're on great terrestrial radio stations. You can listen on terrestrial radio. We're pretty much wherever you are.
We're on the iHeartRadio app.
And the iHeartRadio app. So there's plenty of ways you can listen to the show. And I hope you enjoy was it Bahrain versus Iraq? Is that the matchup in the Arab Cup?
I think it's NASCAR now. That's what's on right now.
Oh, is that? NASCAR.
Boy, only the best.
Racist.
I don't control any of that, and I'm glad you're upset, but if you pay for that service, you can let them know that you want to hear the show.
I've complained about this before, but I don't understand. First of all, you're airing, soccer from two nations that nobody here really cares about, very few.
Yeah.
And you're airing the TV broadcast, not the radio broadcast, so it's just like... There'll be long moments of silence because they figure, well, you're watching it. I don't need to explain that, this player X has just passed it to player B and so on and so forth.
Well,
you
know why that usually happens, not to get too inside broadcasting, but it's because somebody says, hey, I can put you on here too, as an added bonus if you sign on the dotted line. And so that's how that happens. Arik in Minnesota writes and says, I will give that monologue on Antonio Brown a C grade, as you like too often, so often do. I will read between the lines. The NFL suspended AB because they got word that he will be charged with a felony for having the fake vax card. As we know, when you're charged, they want to distance themselves from you. Well, if he gets charged, it's a big story. Get charged with a felony and get probation. And although AB's got some hits against him, I don't think he's in too much criminal danger as far as that is concerned. We'll take some calls. It is the Ben Maller Show. Into the phones we go. And we say hello to, Chris in Houston. Hello, Christopher.
Is it not AB to do something crazy, man? Just to do something off the cuff. I mean,
It's my fault, Chris. I thought, nah, he wouldn't be that dumb. No.
The NFL. Same right guy that threw gummies at his baby mama. Tried to kidnap the doggone moving man and freaking was going 100 miles per hour in a residential zone. But he's not just like this. Come on, Ben.
Not just gummies. They were phallus-shaped gummies. So he was...
I'm not going to say it,
I'm a married man, too. Tell the story. That's what he was throwing phallus. They were shaped like, the anaconda. I don't know.
So your wife like to play little kinky parties like that, Ben? You know about that?
Well, if she does, she doesn't tell me about it. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Come on, Ben. You gotta know what's going on with your wife and your sex life, man.
I didn't even know they made those type of candies until the Antonio Brown story. I guess I'm not up on my Johnsons. Wow.
Hey man, that was a perfect drop. I'm sorry, but I mean, let's get back on to sports, okay? Let's get, because we can talk about AB all day. But I just heard this Brian Kelly interview. What was it with Dan Patrick? Like, he found out. Like, come on now, dude. You didn't sign a contract. Like, you like, I just found out. I wanted to tell my guys. Like, come on, man.
Like, no, Chris. Listen, of course, Brian Kelly knew that there was a chance he was going to get the LSU job. But once it became official, it's like yellow light, but not green light. You know, it's like you don't want to tell anybody in case the deal falls through. Once it becomes a green light, and once it gets leaked, then you're screwed, and you gotta. There's no good way to leave.
But you can't knock him. I mean, that's guaranteed money. You look at like me, my instance. I mean, out here, David Culley is going to get a guaranteed contract, probably guaranteed money for the next 3 or 4 years after he's fired, after the debacle down here in Houston with the Texans. I mean, you can't knock the guys for taking the deals. I mean, you throw that much money at me. Look at Lincoln Riley's deal. I mean, that's a king's ransom. You guys gave him L.A. But it got to go, what, 8-6?
They bought two houses of Lincoln Riley's. It's insanity. I had actually on the podcast on the fifth hour on Friday, the great Pete Futak of College Football News, guy's been inside college football for a long time. We talked about the insanity that is going on. But every time a coach changes jobs, unless they're bad, when coaches are bad, everyone gets excited, they leave. When they're good, people get upset. They're like, how dare you.
But Chip Kelly going to get 2 years because that's LSU. They're always second.
So you said Chip Kelly, too. You said Chip Kelly, too. I keep calling Brian Kelly
wrong.
Chip Kelly.
I'm sorry, the Kelly. The other Kelly. That's what we're going to say, the other Kelly.
No, you say Coach Kelly because then you cover all coaches named Kelly.
But, I mean, come on now, get it. Facts. He's going to get 2 years, probably three, before he's fired because everybody knows the SEC is Nick Saban country. I mean.
Well, no, he's in the SEC West, so he's got Jimbo Fisher, Nick Saban, Lane Kiffin, Mike Leach. I mean, that's a loaded conference.
And then you got Oklahoma and Texas coming in, too. So, hey.
Well, that's not that bad.
He's going to be gone real quick, I'm telling you, man. Texas and them, and they're not going to do much, but, I mean. They're still going to put up a fight. I don't know what
they haven't really put up much
it.
Of a fight in a long time. But
I go, because, we got other people want to talk, and I just want to say, hey, Roberto, happy birthday, Mars, baby!
Yeah, it's baby! Sagittarius, baby!
Happy birthday, Roberto. It's so happy. That
next week, baby.
A lot of people don't work on their birthday, but Roberto, every day you come in here on your birthday. And you
that's
work.
Right.
It's an amazing.
So for real next week?
Next Friday, yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh boy, we'll have to have a big party. Yeah, the Coop Scoop on entertainment, food picks possibly as well. Balderdash, boy, the content just does not end, Eddie. This is amazing. I can't believe some of our listeners are listening to FIFA soccer right now.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, thank you for that, Koopa Loop. Alf, the alien opiner.
My name's Eddie, by the way.
I'm reading a tweet of Alf. I'm transitioning. There was no pause there.
Yeah,
you need a comma.
Well, I'm trying to get the content in right now. I'm trying to squeeze
what,
the content
do we believe,
in.
Ben? Do we believe Ben on this one?
Much so. Like the... No, I'm reading a tweet. Alf sent it, so just to be clear.
What have you ever addressed me before reading a tweet?
What are you talking about?
You said thank you for that Koopa Loop, and then you went into the Alf the Alien Opiner tweet.
Well, I wanted you to be aware that we're going to get to you. I want you to stand by. Gotcha. That's what I was doing.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's a technique. Alf the Alien Opiner says either that or I effed up. Just to be clear, fictitious alien burner accounts are not profitable, and it is, in a true Maller fashion, I have to pull a Maller maneuver in order to listen to the Magic Radio. All right. Well, good luck. And Mason the Millennial has returned, and he is back from his hiatus, and we are back with the Coop Scoop on Entertainment. Hooray for Hollywood! And here he is, child star. You loved him in Liar Liar, and you love him even more now, the Koopaloop.
Ben, it's actually a slow week as far as new debuts in the theater and on television, but I do have a couple things for you guys. We're going to skip the movie theater altogether because, this weekend, there's this one movie called Wolf coming out. It looks terrible. So
it's a two-bucket movie, two buckets of popcorn.
Did you see the new Ghostbusters movie, Coop?
I did. I loved it.
Yeah.
I've heard good things.
Awesome. I thought it was awesome. Yeah. Right.
I'm going to have to go check it out.
Saw it last Saturday. Great movie.
All right.
Did they have the marshmallow?
Yes.
They did?
Oh, good. Yeah. It was pretty cool. If that was your era, or if you were a fan of that movie at all, you will thoroughly enjoy this movie. Moving on. Now, this show has been out for a few weeks now, and I don't think I've mentioned it on Coop Scoop and Entertainment, but I started watching it with my girlfriend, and it's very funny. So I want to recommend. It's called. Now hold on here. It's called The Sex Lives of College Girls.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't want to hear about that?
It is not a pornographic show. No, it is not.
It's a sex lives of college girls who don't have sex.
No, they do. That's not to say there's not nudity in the show. There is.
Okay. It's too much masturbation, the problem.
But it's an actual...
They're actually hooking up.
It's an actual scripted comedy, I believe it's created by Mindy Kaling, who you may know from The Office and other various comedy roles.
Even I know who she is.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I've seen The Office.
This one, I feel like they haven't really advertised this much, but I think it's an HBO, it's a Max original, so it's not on the actual HBO channel, but it's really funny. I definitely recommend that if you have HBO Max. There is another movie this one has already been out for a couple of days. I missed this one, and if you guys have already seen it, let me know if I should check it out. But it's called The Power of the Dog, and it's on Netflix, and it's a movie that's gotten great reviews so far. They're also kind of pushing this for, the awards season because it was out in theaters in a limited release. And it's got a big cast. It's about it's an adaptation of a novel by Thomas Savage, and it chronicles a rift between two wealthy Montana rancher brothers in the 1920s. After one of them sneaks off to get married, it's got Benedict Cumberbatch, Kirsten Dunst, Jesse Plemons, Francis Conroy, Keith Carradine. So it's a big cast, and it's gotten great reviews. So check that out. It's available right now on Netflix. And if you've already seen it, let me know. Let me know what you think on Twitter. Then moving forward, we have this one is debuting today, I believe. It debuted yesterday. It's already available. Another Max, HBO Max original. And we're getting into this is what's a lot of on TV right now is the holiday stuff, holiday theme stuff. But this one I'm going to highlight because it sounds interesting. It's called Santa Inc. And it is an adult comedy that is stop motion animated. And it's basically like a foul mouth, elf workplace kind of thing. Sarah Silverman voices an elf who is like currently the vice president at the North Pole, but someday hopes to become the first female Santa. The current Santa is voiced by Seth Rogen. And Craig Robinson also lends his voice to this show, and all eight episodes are available on HBO Max right now. And then last but not least, I want to bring this one up. It's a crime drama. This one debuts on HBO on Monday at 9 p.m. This one's got good reviews as well. It's called Landscapers, and it's a miniseries that's based on a true crime story of a seemingly ordinary British married couple. One of them is played by Olivia Colman, Academy Award winner Olivia Colman. And they become the focus of a murder investigation when two bodies are discovered in their backyard. And the bodies end up being the decade-old corpses of Susan's parents, one of the people in the couple. And so the writer of this series spent hours interviewing the real life couple who maintain their innocence, and it's kind of
interesting.
Yeah, and then this one they kind of put it like they make it like darkly comedic, the show. So yeah, it's that one is available on HBO. It airs on HBO and HBO Max 9 p.m. on Monday, and that is Coop Scoop on Entertainment.
All right, thank you for that, Coopaloop. And Marcel, you're out of the show, Marcel, so you'll have to call back on Monday. Sorry, but it's not my fault. Who goofed? I've got to know. But I apologize. Everyone else on hold, I'm a schmuck. I am a Grinch. I am a... No food picks, Marcel. No food picks. I would go SpaghettiOs. That was going to be my food pick. Anyway, no, I did not say that, Marcel. Come on. Come on, bad job by you. Who's your player of the night, Marcel, though? Who's your pick to click there? Who was
it? Pascal Siakam.
Okay, I don't know how he played. All right, it is the Ben. That's better than the normal Marcel call. All right, straight ahead for us, we're going to have Balderdash. If you would like to be a game show contestant, call right now. 877-99 on Fox. Benny's Balderdash is next. Why don't you wish John the Pie Guy a happy birthday?
Happy birthday, John Piaia.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know Eddie Garcia and Coop DeLoop Cooper. Roberto Flores is simply super. But do you recall the most bloviating of all?
Most aren't able to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. A piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And now, it's just what you've been waiting for. It's Ben's Balderdash.
What the hell is this?
Formerly known as something we're not allowed to say.
Hit it!
And here we go. Time for Balderdash. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Discover Card. Exceptionally common sense. Brought to you by Discover Card. Let's welcome in our contestants. A couple of regular contributors of content to the show. We have Jared in Kansas City. Hello, Jared.
What's up, Ben? TGIF. Happy Friday to everyone. Go Chiefs. About to whip up on the donkey Sunday night.
All right, calm down. I know you're excited.
I think Coop's going to that game. Is that right, Coop?
No, I'm going next weekend.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, he's not going to Kansas City.
I'm not
going
to go to a game that they could lose.
Yeah. He picks the worst team they play.
Who are they playing?
The Lions.
Oh, God.
Woo!
You better win that one.
Wants to see Jared Goff. Jed who fled. Hello, Jed who fled.
How's it going, Ben? I've dealt with multiple vaccine PSAs to get through to you, and I don't think I'd even do that for Glenn Beck. So let's do this.
All right. Well, very exciting here. The categories are, gentlemen, we have a Category 1 Alumni Association and Better Than Ever. Jared, you were on the air first. Where do you want to go?
Let's go with Alumni Association.
All right. I will tell you the athlete. Tell me the school they went to. Your name is your buzzer. You listening can play along. Whatever you're doing. Here we go. Again, name the athlete. You tell me what school they went to. $200, NFL's Mac Jones.
Jed. Jared.
Jed, I heard. Jared.
It was Jared.
It was Jed.
Yeah, this is crazy. It was Jared. I coughed. This is for real.
He doesn't know. He buzzed right in and he doesn't know. Minus 200.
Jared.
Michigan.
Oh my God. God, he won a damn title. Mac Jones is the guy of Alabama. My God. All right. $400.
Pronounce, man. I thought you said Matt. Pronunciate, dude. Enunciate.
Wow.
I thought you said Max Crosby.
Yeah, Jones and Crosby.
Ben, would you
similar.
Please speak clearly for these people? My
it's
God,
Dumb and Dumber. All right, this is a tough one, Eddie. $400. I named the athlete. Tell me what school they went to. Allen Iverson.
No, oh, sweet Jesus.
Did they go to Washington?
Oh, sweet God.
You got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding.
Come on, Jed. You know
I know me and Eddie are old, but Allen Iverson's a basketball legend, and he was a legend in college.
He was.
We're talking about college.
All right.
Number three.
No, he went to... He went to
Georgetown. Come on.
Well, there's no way they get the rest of this list.
Let's go to the other category. Are these athletes bounced back after serious injuries? This Hall of Famer played 13 seasons with the same team before they let him go. Following neck surgery, he would eventually sign with a new team and go on to win a Super Bowl at quarterback.
Jed Peyton Manning.
There you go. You got that one right. Very good. This future Hall of Famer is still making his rounds as a vagabond in the NFL, but he's arguably... The second best player, blah, blah. It was Adrian Peterson. We're out of time. What a terrible game.
Jed wins with 0 points.
Oh,
Jed,
fantastic. Oh. He's a zero.
Got a murder. Disaster. Gotta go.
What? How did that happen?